Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, we spend 20 minutes talking about bears.
Why are you promoting that? I am not even lying. Maybe they wouldn't notice we spent that long without saying it.
Well, they're just going to be so wrapped in the conversation, they're not going to know that time has slipped.
Riveting conversation about bears.
And we talked to Carrie, who is trying to struggle with an old flame.
Do I meet him for coffee?
Knocking on the door.
Yes.
Amy tries her best with Can't Beat Kelly.
Bless her heart.
And so much more.
Welcome to your podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
We have a winner.
I love bears. I think they're cool. Oh, wow. I think about bears in the house by the pool. Okay. When I'm driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking with a knife. When I'm hiking, when I'm dancing, making love to my wife.
Yeah, that'd be Chunk, the winner of this year's Fat Bear Week contest.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It should be a name like Chunk.
That's right.
Chunk, anything like that would work.
Naturalist Mike talking about Chunk's big win.
The nearly chubby have been winnowed away. We are left with a clash of Titans.
Yes.
Our two Fat Bear finalists are quintessential examples of success.
Yes, quintessential examples of success.
And adaptation and survival in the bear world. Our two finalists in Fat Bear Week, 856 and Chunk, are specimens of success.
856 and Chunk, they were the finalists.
Listen, with a name like 856, though, you never really stood a chance.
No, it had to go to Chunk.
Yes.
Chunk used his determination and adaptability to persevere through injury. Despite his broken jaw, he remains one of the biggest and fattest bears at Brooks River, and he used his determination and adaptability to persevere.
Look at that. With a broken jaw and everything, Chunk came out on top.
Wow.
The victor.
All I do is win, 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 no matter
Absolutely.
Now, listen, I don't want to sit here and just say Chunk is the only adorable bear out there, because I want to sit here and go, okay, what are the best bear characters? Like, if we had a top five, and I'm talking,
these are not fattest, not necessarily talking fat bears, but beloved.
Maybe like, you know, the Berenstain Bears, Fozzie Bear, Paddington Bear, Yogi Bear, Baloo, Winnie the Pooh, Care Bears,
you Smokey know, that, the?
Smokey the Bear, yes. So I'm gonna say I have a top five.
Oh, you've made a list?
Yes, of course, Kelly.
Okay.
This is important stuff.
Okay.
Best bear characters. Okay?
All right.
My top five.
Oh, Swifty Kim, Winnie the Pooh.
My top five.
Yeah.
Smokey.
Number five or number one first?
All right. Let's go reverse. Let's go number one. Number one, yes, I'm going to say Winnie the Pooh.
Okay. I agree.
Winnie the Pooh is absolute, the OG.
Yeah.
He just is beloved. Wants his honey. That's all he wants. He just wants his honey.
Sure.
Yeah. He does anything for honey.
Yes.
He's got a best buddy, Christopher Robin. He's got a little...
Christopher Robin.
Yes. He's got a little forest full of friends, a Piglet, and Eeyore. Yes. Absolutely. So, Winnie the Pooh, number one on my list.
All right.
Winnie the Pooh. Number two on my list. Gotta be Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie Bear from the Muppets.
He is.
Really?
Yes, he's been around forever. He's hysterical. He has waka waka waka. He has his jokes.
And he's a snappy dresser with his hat and his bow tie.
Yes, he's got his hat and his bow tie, and he's a twin to Kermit the Frog.
A twin. Okay.
Number
from
three.
Another mother?
Number three on my list. These are the top bear characters. So far, Winnie the Pooh, then Fozzie Bear.
I'm going
Paddington Bear as number three.
Oh, that's my number two.
I'm reaching across the pond.
Yes.
Yes, I'm reaching across the pond.
But think about it. Snappy dresser accent, loves marmalade,
yes.
Hangs with movie stars.
I'm telling you, I love marmalade. I love that Paddington loves marmalade. He gets into a little bit of mischief. He just wants what's best. He's got his nice little blue cap on, his yellow rain slicker, his
but Fozzie's still beating him out.
Yes, I'm telling you in order what it is. All right,
okay.
So we've got Winnie the Pooh number one, Fozzie number
Paddington.
Two, Paddington number three. Then for four, I'm gonna have to go Baloo.
Baloo is beloved.
Baloo is a beloved character.
From the Jungle Book.
Absolutely. He's just happy-go-lucky sort.
Yes.
Loves everything.
And he's blue.
Yeah, I guess. Blue-gray, sure.
Uh-huh.
And then finally on my list is probably Smokey. Smokey the bear. Because he just wants you to dang not...
Start any forest fires. It's a valiant mission.
He is trying hard to just... keep the forest safe. That's all he wants.
Yeah. I mean, he's not flashy.
Those are my top five. What about you?
Winnie the Pooh, number one, for
okay.
sure.
All right.
Paddington is my number two, though.
Paddington, number
because,
two.
Because, again,
sure.
snappy dresser, lots of movies, movie star,
I get
accent,
you. I get you.
Swag.
I get you.
Number three for me, that's Baloo is a classic.
Okay, so
in
far,
the Jungle Book,
so far
three.
We have the same bears just in different yeah. orders.
Fozzie's going to be my four. Because
oh.
I will note, was he a singer in the band? Is that his talent?
Yes.
Okay.
He sings in the
okay.
Muppet Band.
And then he's got Waka Waka, signature
yeah.
phrase.
He jokes.
Absolutely. He's got jokes. And then number five, I guess I could agree with your
Smokey the Bear.
Because of the mission.
Okay. Sean?
Hey, Ben. Y'all forgot Kung Fu Panda.
Sorry, I'm not putting a panda bear in there.
What? Are you discriminating what? Because he's a panda?
Well, okay.
That feels
I'll
like
say,
discrimination. He has kung fu skills
he
and
does.
Saved the planet, I think.
He does. I will.
I forget the plots of the movies. But he was, yes, he did the kung fu.
I will put him as honorable mention.
Pandas are always left out.
See, we could say koala bears, but there are no character koala bears.
Well, there's really not any character. Yes, but panda.
Well, yeah.
Kung Fu Panda. Yeah. He's in there.
Does that change your top five?
It might. I feel like he might karate kick Fozzie out maybe a little bit.
Fozzie?
I think Fozzie might have to be an honorable
Fozzie's
mention.
Got longevity.
He does have longevity, is. But it's kung fu
Fozzie's
power.
Been around for over 40 years.
And he, yeah.
I'll have to look him up now.
Who, you're going to have to look up Fozzie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
You
oh,
don't
that hurts
know,
my heart a little bit.
You don't know Fozzie
He's
Bear?
He's a Muppet. Muppets have been around forever.
Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, dang it. Now, you know what? Smokey. Smokey's fallen away. I'm putting Kung Fu Panda in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are promoting
Sorry.
Forest Fires then.
No, I'm not promoting Forest Fires. I'm just going to give him an honorable mention. I really appreciate his work. But we've got Kung Fu Panda. That's talent.
Kelly wants Forest Fires. Well, thank you, Sean, for adding to the discussion. I will give you a hat nod and say, okay, Kung Fu Panda is an honorable mention.
And I'm sliding them in on my list.
Yeah,
so
well,
thank you. Thank
yeah,
you for
obviously,
reminder.
Kelly hates forests and wants them all,
I want them all to burn.
Go in flames, yeah. we got another text. What about Yogi Bear?
Oh, way boo-boo
you know
the
what? I'm gonna,
basket.
Yeah, you know what? He's a thief. He just wants to steal stuff out of the picnic baskets. And
I mean, that's true.
And so we can't put a thief on the list.
Right, we'd be supporting crime if we did that.
Yeah, another Kyle, no love for Yogi. All he wanted was good vibes and picnicking. No, he wanted good vibes and stealing other people's food
yeah.
and sandwiches out of their picnic
From
baskets,
the
Kyle.
Basket.
Yeah, yeah, don't you remember? He was a thief.
I mean, they might have forgotten the plot a little bit. And no, I don't think the Charmin bears count.
The Charmin poop bears?
Yes. I mean, they're dancing with their teepee.
They are, but no.
Yeah,
no, we're
I
not.
I don't know if they count.
We're not gonna put them in there.
Oh, the koala in the movie Sing, voiced by Mr. Moon.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, thanks.
But he doesn't actually have a talent. He's just
I don't
owns the theater.
I don't think that needs to be in my top five.
Yeah.
My top five continues to be
it stands
Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
Fozzie.
All right.
Paddington, Baloo, and Smokey.
Who sent this? Sean sent this video. No, Dennis sent this video of a bear riding behind someone on, it looks like an orange prison suit on a motorcycle, and it's hysterical, and it looks real. Like, this looks real, like someone's in a car looking
Dennis,
at a
Dennis, can I,
bear riding
listen,
a motorcycle on the highway.
Kelly, 1 minute. Can I just talk to Dennis real quick? Dennis, don't send stuff like that to us ever again, because Kelly is easily
distracted.
And she kind of has the ADD where it's shiny in one instance, she's focused, and then she's gone.
It doesn't fit to the conversation
She's focused
at all,
and she's gone.
Because it's not a character, it's a real bear riding behind a guy in an orange prison jumpsuit on a motorcycle on the highway.
Maddie rolls in. Oh, we're just going to be discriminating of bears? Boo. We're not discriminating bears. We're just...
You kind of did with Kung Fu Panda.
I didn't discriminate.
You were dismissive at first.
I just said...
Like, I'm not letting a panda in here.
I'm not letting a panda into my top five.
Well, it is a bear. It is a bear in the Big Blue House. Oh.
Nope.
Son loved that show.
Not good enough.
From Tammy. Mm. Okay. All right.
All right. So we can be done, right? Again, quit sending Kelly things. She gets distracted.
Lindsay's not listening right now. I just heard my mom's birthday shout out on the podcast. You killed it. Thank you. My other siblings are jealous. Thank you. I love you, Ben and Kelly. Didn't have anything to do with what we're talking about right now.
Again.
This is from yesterday.
Again.
Thank you, Lindsay. I'm glad you liked
again,
it.
Again, let's, for the love of God, keep Kelly focused.
I can't.
Okay.
It's too late to show. I'm out.
All right. It's too late in the show. We still have an hour.
I can't focus anymore.
I've given 3 hours to this show. I'm done.
That's enough work for today.
I'm done. Where are my grapes and champagne?
The bear with the motorcycle's killing me.
You dismantled the show. Thank
Dennis
you. Who was that? Dennis?
Dennis took me out.
Took her out. All right. All right. Anyways, there you go. We have a bear that's a winner.
I like bears. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cool. That's where we started.
Bears in the house by the pool.
That's
when I'm driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking with a knife, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing, making love to my wife.
All right. Thank you for being a part of this show. This stupid, stupid show.
Keep sending us stupid stuff. We love it.
Just not during our segments, for God's sakes. Sometimes you see that person, that special person, you feel a spark, but you're not in the right situation to maybe get a name or number, follow up. What do you do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey. You send it off to Craigslist. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Shall we go to Kroger first?
Sure.
The Avocado Whisperer.
Oh, okay.
Woman for Man.
Mm.
Produce aisle. I'm 85 years young.
Oh, wow.
Widowed over 5 years. Sassier than a Jell-O salad at the church picnic.
Okay, hey.
You were the strapping young buck. Couldn't be a day over 72, winky face.
Oh, my gosh.
Strong calves, steady grip. I knew when I saw you tenderly caressing those avocados that you were a gentle lover.
What is going on?
Why are you making me say this?
She said she was sassier than a Jell-O salad.
Oh, I walked by and whispered that I had something soft you could squeeze.
Wow.
You jumped like a jackrabbit and sent a whole avalanche of avocados rolling.
Wow.
I'll admit, I haven't seen a man fumble like that since Eisenhower went in office.
That bounced spit all over the console.
You look downright adorable, scrambling on the floor while that pesky clerk ruined our moment.
Dang it!
Clerk cleaning up the avocado. I didn't see a wedding ring, which is good because mama's ready to party.
Wow. Wow.
Don't worry about your lack of love experience. What? He's assuming it. 72?
He's only 72. All right.
I can teach you what I like.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're reading this, I'm at that store every Wednesday for senior discount day. Of course she is.
Sure.
Come find me. I'll be the one in the leopard print cardigan with lipstick shade too bright. Let's see if you'd like to explore my special pantry. Winky face.
Wow. She's
what did I just read? What happened?
I am not going to walk through Kroger with blinders on anymore.
Oh, I'll be lingering around the avocados for sure.
Tender lover.
Wow. It's
Craigslist missed connection. We all have a vision of her in our mind at this point, don't we?
I think we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the Watterson Expressway. Man for woman, my middle-fingered muse.
Well, that doesn't sound like it's starting off well.
Hi there. I'm the 30-year-old dude in the blue Ford. Yeah, the one who may have accidentally cut you off.
There it is.
Oops, my bad. You were the brunette. Fit. Driving that silver Honda like you were auditioning for Fast and Furious Louisville Drift.
Right. Louisville
Drift. Pretty face, yeah. Sharp eyes, and a middle finger that could cut through steel.
Ooh. Wow. Okay.
When you whipped around me, honked, yelled something. Yeah. I like to imagine it was poetry.
Probably big words.
Gave me the old bird while never once losing control of the wheel.
Skills.
My heart skipped. It startled me, sure.
Yeah.
But it also, well, let's just say you turned my oven from preheat to full broil.
Oh, you revved his engine.
I waved politely and shrugged, hoping to diffuse your road rage with charm.
Shouldn't see it. No.
You rolled your eyes, sped off like the fiery highway princess you are.
She rolled her eyes at it. She did see it.
That fleeting moment, intoxicating.
Yeah.
If you see this, I'd love to buy you a drink and give you a proper apology.
No, she instantly hated you.
One where your fingernail polish isn't the star of the show.
That's probably not happening.
Speaking of which, if it really was you, tell me what color that perfectly extended middle finger was sporting when it flipped me off.
Oh, wow. I mean, he's got a nice quality in the fact that he seems very forgiving.
He does.
That was not a great first interaction.
No.
But he's willing to look past that because he thought, you know what? As she's whizzing right by, he could tell she was cute.
All right. So you're looking for that brunette who's driving Fast and Furious on the Watterson Expressway, who cute.
Or you're about 72 and you spilled a bunch of avocados at the K. Roger.
Oh, shoot. And you got Granny breathing down your neck.
Would like to talk to you.
That's right. It's
Craigslist missed connection. Let's all go to Kroger on Wednesdays and just hang out by
That's
the avocados
right.
and just watch.
That's right. 9970 JX.
Being hangry can get the best of us. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sometimes you're at an event, might think that they didn't plan out the mealtime properly, and that makes you even more angry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without angering the bride at her own wedding by ordering a pizza at the reception, then you're doing okay. Dang.
Wow. That's a bold move.
Yeah, so, all right. She ordered a pizza. Uh-huh. She was a guest at a wedding, right?
Okay.
Got a little hangry.
All right.
So she and some friends were like, we don't even know when food's going to happen. We're at this reception. They're off taking photos or something.
Okay.
And so...
Do we know, like, what time of... Because, I've been to a wedding before where they didn't serve dinner until, like, 9 o'clock. And so, people are like... They're going to all the moms who might have snacks in a bag.
Yeah.
Those are the most popular people at that wedding.
So here's what she says. We actually have her side of the story.
Went to a friend's wedding, but it was a really long day. The wedding took place at 12. When it got to 8 p.m. with no food in sight, I was...
Okay, so there you go. There's
8
a little...
hours we went without eating?
A little timeline there. The wedding was at noon. Now they're at 8.
Absolutely struggling. I was starting to get hangry, so me and my friend who I was with decided to order a pizza sneakily to the venue.
I gotta be honest.
Now I'm kind of on board.
When it arrived, I slipped outside to grab it, and I shared it with a couple of other people at the table.
Okay, so she...
They didn't have any, like, hors d'oeuvres?
I guess not.
but also starving. Word got round, and now the bride is furious with me and said if I'd just been patient, food was arriving in the next 30 minutes. She told me that I embarrassed her, but some others told me it was tacky and disrespectful.
Oh, I mean, I see both points. But I also see 8 hours without food? You didn't give your guests any hors d'oeuvres or snacks?
So
from noon until 8?
I tried to save money at our wedding by not having a full sit-down dinner. And yeah. I even put in the thing, hors d'oeuvres.
Right.
You know, we're going to serve hors d'oeuvres. And we had it as an evening wedding,
right,
like after 6.
Yes.
So it was like, so my mom was even like, yeah, if you do that, then people will eat before they go to your wedding. That was not the case.
No, that's not the case. They, go to a wedding, they expect food.
I'm telling you, even though I said hors d'oeuvres will be served.
Yeah, no, they didn't read that.
They didn't read that.
No, they didn't
and
read that.
When, you know, it was the thing where, like, after the wedding, then we took photos.
Yeah.
And we didn't go to the reception right away. We took photos, and then we went to the reception.
Right.
When we got to the reception, all the food was gone.
Yeah, no,
They literally...
And then you guys were hangry, right?
Yeah, I mean, it
yes.
was... Well, we had cake, so, I mean, that was
but
that.
But
that's
not a dinner. So, this is what we... And you'll remember, at my wedding, you were there.
Yeah.
That we let people have, like, we let people eat before we got there. Because we knew we were going to stay behind and do the pictures.
Yeah,
and then, so we let you guys, like, eat, and then we would make our... We made our grand entrance... And then we ate. I didn't want people. I remember what it was like. I did not want people being hangry.
Be hangry
at my wedding.
That's interesting, though, that she ordered a pizza.
So where did people land? Did most people think it was tacky?
It was kind of split.
Did some people
many
blame
it was,
the bride for making her guests go 8 hours without any food?
A lot of people were like, "Hey, that's a formal occasion. That was tacky.
Like, you should have brought snacks."
Yeah.
Did they know they were going to be in though for that long of a stretch without food?
I don't know. Because the ceremony, the wedding ceremony, even at most, it's an hour.
Well, and then, you know, sometimes like with ours, you have the ceremony at one venue and then the reception
at
is
another
at another.
Venue.
And
yeah.
then you can stop and get some snacks in
right,
between.
Right,
you
right.
know it's going to be that long of a period in between.
Yeah, but
8 hours.
Fed. Holy cow.
That's crazy.
So assuming that at most that ceremony was an hour. So it's noon to one.
Yes.
Then they do pictures. That still leaves several hours.
I would need to know to fully judge. I need to know the full itinerary.
If I'm going to judge fully.
Of the day. But I think what we can take away from this, brides, moving forward, do not make your guests go eight hours before you feed them.
Is this a setting the bar story for the bride?
It is. I'm going to go ahead and place part of the blame on the bride.
So
you made your guests go 8 hours
all right, so let's
without
change,
feeding them. What the heck are you doing all that time?
Let's change the setting the bar statement from if you can manage to make it through the day without angering the bride by ordering pizza.
Yes.
Let's change it to...
if you can manage to make it through the day without as a bride, making your guests
making your
go
guests
8 hours without feeding them so that they have to order pizza.
Right, right. Yeah. All right, so there you go. That's just setting the bar story.
There's blame on both sides, but I'm starting with the bride.
Do you have a wedding horror story or something like that? Maybe you were a guest or the bride or groom at your own? 502-795-1997.
Oh, fun wedding disaster stories.
Yeah, take some of those stories. On the way, what was your wedding horror story? Did you have a guest order pizza to be delivered to your reception?
Because you made them go 8 hours without eating?
Yeah, what's the horror story there? I think it's for the guests rather than for the bride,
yes,
right?
1,000%.
Yeah. Now, I mean, we've said this on the show before where your pastor...
Forgot your name.
In
the middle of the ceremony. That was fun.
Yeah.
The worst disaster was 3 weeks before the wedding. Our tuck shop closed its doors.
Yeah, and they were just like, good luck.
They said, this person's going to do your wedding. And then I didn't hear from the shop that closed that I chose initially. They didn't tell any of their customers. They left that up to the other tuck shop that was taken over. They called me and said, we're doing your wedding now.
Oh, my God.
Like, what? I didn't believe them.
Yeah.
So I went to the mall and saw that the shop that I chose, it was indeed closed.
Indeed
and
closed. Yeah. Wedding horror story.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Now, Justin said he attended a wedding where the couple didn't want to pay for a DJ. So at the last minute, they asked him if he do the favor of playing the wedding music before and after the ceremony.
Oh, wow.
Handed him a wedding music CD, showed me the small sound system, and the mother of the bride screamed at him for the delay of Here Comes the Bride. He was literally just an invited guest, not even in the wedding party. Wow. So I did something similar happened to me because of our job.
Yes.
I got told either the day before or the day of the wedding, hey, I want you to DJ. Don't worry. I have created an Apple playlist that you can pick from. And so.
Are you supposed to play it off your phone?
Off a laptop.
Okay.
And so just kind of plugged in the speaker into the laptop.
Hey, I'm just going to need for you to like entertain my entire wedding party
and
the entire night.
And I plugged in a mic and I did it.
You ended up having to be an impromptu wedding DJ.
Yep.
Listen, people underestimate how important wedding DJ is.
Moves it along.
Like, they run the night. They run the party. They're kind of responsible on whether your guests walk away saying that was a super fun party, that was a super great wedding.
Ryan, who's on our staff, he does these all the time.
Yes.
He does a fantastic job.
Yes.
But he's like, it is a lot of work.
Right. He's, they're professional DJs for a reason.
He interviews the bride and groom. He figures out what their likes, dislikes are. All
you
that
have
stuff.
Meetings about all that stuff ahead of time.
Leslie said, I caught the bouquet and immediately slipped on the dance floor trying to show it off. The DJ had to stop the music so someone could help me out. That's kind of funny.
Brad went to a wedding where the groom passed out at the altar.
Oh, no.
Because it was outside. It was 95 degrees and he locked his knees.
Oh.
It was like a cartoon, straight timber.
Have you? I remember another wedding. It was in a church, but the church didn't have air conditioning, and it was in July.
And sometimes people get really nervous standing up in front of people.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was blazing hot in there. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
that can be tough.
Kyla, the bride's mom, got so tipsy, she took the mic from the DJ and started singing Celine Dion like it was karaoke night. I'll never unhear it. Oh, wow. This was her moment. All of the most important
near, far, wherever you are.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Oh.
Wedding horror stories. Taking a couple more here. Tim, I accidentally said my wife's... Oh, my gosh. I accidentally said my wife's mom's name instead of hers during the vows.
What?
Priest didn't even pause. I'm still paying for it years later.
Oh, gosh. Was his wife's name Stacy?
Oh, geez.
Stacy's mom. Rebecca. The cake toppled over.
Oh, no.
During the reception because my uncle thought it was funny to shake the table a little.
What? I'm just going to chugga, chugga, chugga.
The pictures looked like a crime scene with frosting everywhere.
Wow. Samantha texts in, at my niece's wedding reception, a couple girls got into a fight. One of the bridesmaids stepped in and said, "You're not doing this at my friend's wedding," and kicked them out.
Oh, my gosh. What in the world happened there?
There are going to be a lot of emotions. There are going to be a lot of emotions.
Yeah. Well, Jenny said I was at a wedding where the best man got drunk, confessed his love for the bride.
Oh.
Then passed out before dinner was served. They're divorced now, so.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Shut it down with that one.
Wow.
Thanks, Jenny.
I'm going to be a fly in the wall of that.
I love you.
Listen, I've always loved you. You should have married me.
All right.
Those are words you can't unsay.
Right. Good stories there on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, is this Carrie?
Hi, this is Carrie.
Hey, Carrie. Hey, thanks for allowing us to give you a call and chat about your situation. Kind of walk us through what's going on.
Okay, so years ago, I was engaged to a guy who ended up cheating on me.
That jerk!
Wow.
Sorry, that's just a reaction that I have.
Emotional response.
Yeah.
Yeah. We broke up.
Yeah.
Of course. But he, like, he begged me for another chance. And, you know, against my better judgment, I let him back in.
Oh.
We were together for a couple years.
Okay. How'd that work out?
Well, eventually he broke up with me again.
Oh.
Yeah. This time it was because he was moving out of state. I don't think he cheated on me that time.
Okay. Not for sure. But all right. Mostly it was the move, though, with the second breakup?
I think, yeah, bad timing, the move. I wanted to stay. He wanted to move for the job.
Okay. All right. Sure. We'll give him that.
So that was 2 years ago. And I feel like I'm finally, like, over him.
Mm-hmm.
But now, yeah, but now he's back in town and he's reached out and he wants to meet for coffee.
So wait, did he move back to town or is he visiting?
He moved back to town.
Oh.
And you didn't block his number the second time he broke up with you?
Well, listen, the second time it was for the job.
All right. All right. Sorry. Continue. Mm-hmm. I don't want to. Okay.
Yeah. So here's my dilemma. Like, I'm torn because I'm finally at a place where I feel like I'm over him.
Yeah.
But what if I'm missing out on, like, the love of my life?
Ooh. I this is tough because the second breakup is understandable, but the first breakup still is that stain on your history with him that is going to be tough, I think, for many in the peanut gallery to look past.
Mm.
How did he rectify that for you to give him a second chance initially?
Oh, like, with the cheating?
Did he promise that it's never going to, was it a one-time thing? Was it an ongoing thing?
Yeah, it was a mistake.
Yeah, it was
I slipped and fell.
I slipped
and fell. We just happened to not have clothes on. I slipped. It's understandable, right?
But you somehow were able to, you were convinced that it would never happen again to take him back.
He totally convinced me that it was a one-time thing, you know, big mistake in judgment, would never happen again.
Yeah.
And I believed him.
Yeah.
My other problem is, if he loved you enough, why did he break up with you when he moved? Why not try to continue long distance and figure out if there was going to be, if you were either going to change your mind about moving for him, or if that was going to be a long-term move for him, or if, because now he's back.
Yeah,
like,
because
he left and didn't want to continue trying long distance.
Yeah, does that bother you guys were more than just boyfriend, girlfriend. You were engaged at one point. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Were you engaged?
Yeah.
We were engaged, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, that's they were engaged, then he cheated on you, right? Is that was...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, and then that's kind of what spiraled
ended
everything.
The engagement. Okay.
Yeah.
We did not get engaged the second time.
Okay. Right.
Did you talk about it?
We toyed with the idea, but I think we were just kind of like on different paths in different places.
Okay. And now maybe you're thinking,
and you're
what
thinking,
if the paths are aligned?
Yeah,
now?
The world has brought him back into your life.
For a reason.
Yeah.
Okay. So right now we're just contemplating coffee. But what coffee could signify?
Yes, I was going to say,
right.
It could be a door opening to maybe your future. And maybe he has changed. And you know what? People can change. People can change.
They can.
I mean, people grow.
You can grow.
I hear the hope in your voice. He can grow.
I know.
It sounds like you want to go. It does.
I kind of want you to go and then report back on how that goes.
Well, but we don't want to send her life into a spiral like of constantly opening up her heart to this person who
like
continually
we're not helping at all, because we were just like, yeah, go, and now it's just like, oh, maybe you shouldn't go because then you're opening your heart. What if you get hurt again?
I know. All right, Carrie, we already have some people that are texting in who've been in your situation.
Yes, but be prepared, because sometimes they put the brutal in the honesty. Okay,
so I think she understands what she's getting.
Put your little armor on and just kind of take it. It's not a personal attack. They're trying to help you. It's coming from a place of wanting to help.
I think I can do it. I think I can.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, Carrie, hang tight. Thank you so much for allowing us to chat with you. And
very interesting situation.
Yeah, for sure. And hopefully we can help you out here.
Okay.
Yeah. Kara texts in and says, no, girl, Your love of your life is not a yo-yo. Block him. You need to move on.
Alexis, all caps. Run, Forrest, run.
Jared.
No text, absolutely not, honey. He is not the love of your life if he cheated on you. That's no for me, dog.
Are you still in the camp of just go and see what happens?
No, I'm not.
Thinking of the show?
I know. But
show first, Kelly.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. I do have a heart.
I know.
Because my husband and I broke up before we ended up getting engaged and ending up together.
So you see that it could happen.
Yes, but there was no cheating.
Right.
In my situation, it's the cheating.
All right.
I think that a lot of people are going to have a hard time getting past.
Tell us your story, because you've been through this. Maybe 502-795-1997. Your story's coming up next. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. All right, it's time for a little Can't Beat Kelly.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Let's introduce you to Amy calling us from Hillview. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Ben Davis.
Hi there. Say hi to Kelly.
Hi there.
Hi, Kelly K.
So Amy's wearing her Robert Hossenpepper is my dad t-shirt.
This is so great. That makes my heart so happy.
Sure am.
I love that. Is 5'3 and a half, has brown hair, drives a Buick. How long have you been married to your partner, Amy?
We've been together since 2017.
2017.
Okay.
Things are going well.
It's a good run.
That is a good run.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Still all right. On the Subaru.
No, she doesn't drive a Subaru. Amy, all right, so what we're going to do is Can't Beat Kelly. We're going to kick her out of the room, ask you five pop culture questions, bring Kelly back in, ask her the same five pop culture questions.
How confident are you? Are you up on all your pop culture stuff?
No, not even a little bit.
Okay.
This will be great
this
for you.
This will be fun.
This will be great
She's
for
gonna
you.
She's going to get five. They always say that, and then they get five.
You're 8-0. All right, let's say goodbye to Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
All right, she's leaving. Let's wait until she's there, and here we go. All right. Question number one, Amy. Which company recently shut down its dial-up internet service?
AT&T.
This famous hip-hop artist will return to the Olympics as part of the coverage for the Milan Games in February.
Flavor Flav.
Bad Bunny will headline the 2026 Super Bowl 60 halftime show. Who performed for Super Bowl 59?
It was somebody people didn't like. Oh, it was that guy. Oh, Lamar. Kendrick Lamar.
Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco recently got married. What teen show did Selena star in on the Disney Channel?
It wasn't the Jesse Show, but that's the only one I can think of.
Okay. Zach Bryan made history by performing a sold-out show to a record-breaking crowd of 112,408 people. Where did he do this?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly, come on in! All right, Kelly's on her way in.
Congratulations on your win, Kelly.
You don't have confidence, do you? She's already congratulating you on your win.
Oh, really?
Well, okay. We'll just say Amy got one right.
Okay. All right.
All right, so to tie...
I should probably be fired if I don't get more than one right.
Let's go through the process.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right, Amy, sit tight. Here we go. Question number one for Kelly. What company recently shut down its dial-up internet service?
AOL.
AOL is correct, not AT&T.
AT&T shut down.
This famous hip-hop artist will return to the Olympics as part of the coverage for the Milan Games in February.
Okay, we're funny, buddy.
Snoop Dizzle.
Yep, Snoop Dogg, not Flava Flav.
Oh, that's a good guess, though. Flava Flav was part of it. Didn't he sponsor one of the teams, like the women's water polo team?
Yeah, he did.
So that's a solid answer.
It was a solid answer. Wasn't part of the coverage, though. All
right. Okay.
Bad Bunny will headline the 2026 Super Bowl 60 halftime show. Who performed for Super Bowl 59?
Super Bowl 59 was Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar. You both got that right. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco recently got married. What teen show did Selena star in on the Disney Channel?
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yep, not Jesse.
Oh, good guess, though. Good
guess. Now, that is the only one I can think of.
All right, Amy.
We watched that show, too. Loved it.
For a perfect score and to go 9-0, Zach Bryan made history by performing a sold-out show to a record-breaking crowd of 112,408 people. Where was this?
Zach Bryan?
Zach Bryan.
Bourbon and Beyond.
That is incorrect.
Oh, dang it.
The correct answer was Michigan Stadium there in Ann Arbor.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Which is close to Atlanta.
We don't play Zach Bryan. So how was I supposed to know that?
It's pop culture. Oh. It was a record-breaking thing.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. Mm-mm.
And yes, Amy, that wasn't Atlanta. And
that's
not,
a good guess, though.
Not Bourbon and
was
Beyond.
Was it Bourbon and Beyond?
It yeah, wasn't yeah. Bourbon and Beyond.
It should have been.
No. Hey, Amy, you didn't do well. You actually lost.
Nope. That's okay, though.
But we're going to hook you up with a prize for playing, okay?
Grade on a curve.
Well, I love you guys.
Yeah. Amy, one last thing before we end this segment.
This is the shaming part.
Yeah. My name is Amy, and I can't beat Kelly.
Oh, my name is Amy, and I couldn't come close to beating Kelly.
Aww, yeah, there it is. But you look great.
You look great
in the process.
That's right.
Absolutely. Your hair is shiny and bouncy. Amy, you're a delight every time we talk to you. Thank you for not swearing. Okay, all right, hang tight.
She dropped the call.
She's like, I'm done. Yes. I'm done with you. All right, hey, welcome. You are 9-0.
Yeah.
Can't beat Kelly.
Amazing.
On 99.7 DJX.
I just want to thank everyone that helped me get to this spot.
Yes.
All the countless stupid websites I have to look at every day.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. It's DJX. Should she or should she not go back with, get a cup of coffee with an ex-fiance?
Who they've broken up twice.
Yeah.
Once for cheating, once because he moved.
Yeah, he moved out of state for a job, just moved back apparently, hit her up. She's like, the wounds have just healed. What do I do?
Yeah. Derek is like, YOLO, lick the stamp, send it. Got another, text. My husband and I broke up our engagement when we were younger and still married almost 10 years later.
Mm.
We always say to look at your growth and the other person's growth. If you feel you've both changed and the reason for the breakup isn't a factor anymore, look into it. However, cheating is not something that I think I could ever forgive.
Now, she said that he claims it was just a one-time thing. It was a mistake, et cetera, et cetera. Terry said meeting for a cup of coffee doesn't mean he wants to get back together. Okay, yes, but
why?
The implication.
Why would
yeah,
you,
exactly.
Why bother then?
Hey,
if
Amy.
There wasn't ulterior motives.
Yeah, what's your take?
For me, the cheating is out. I don't have any tolerance for that. But as far as the boomerang issue, so my husband, I met him when I was 14, and he was 17. And we broke up half a dozen times. And finally, when I was 21, we said, we're either breaking up or getting married. We got married, and we just celebrated 35 years.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
So, yeah. So, I mean, your part of your story is the fact that you guys were just young and teenagers and stuff like that.
Yes. But the whole boomerang thing where we just kept coming back to each other was the point I was trying to make.
Yes, but there was no cheating.
Knowing the cheating, what would you say?
Oh, I'm done. No second chance.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Karen said, the love of my life. Was married, broke up, kept trying to crawl back, separated, opened my heart again, he divorced. Together again for 9 years after finding out he was engaged to another poor soul. I kicked him to the door, which to this day my heart hurts. It isn't worth the pain.
Wait.
Leave it alone.
Wait, so she was with him for 9 years and then found out that he was also seeing someone else?
I guess.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, that's a long, long road to go to find out no.
And there's a lot of people, you know, like Lisa who said, I can't be the only one screaming no at my phone. I was in a back and forth cycle with a guy for 10 years. Please don't do that to yourself. He easily walked away once for another woman, then a second time for a job. No, no, no. You deserve someone who gives you consistency on top of everything else. So
Ashley says, this is what I like to call being held emotionally hostage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recommend going.
Mm. I mean, this Hollywood makes movies about this.
They really do. And the fact is that you did all this work to really get to a place where you could move on.
Yeah.
Don't let him pull you back in and undo everything that you worked on.
Okay, I tell you what.
Because and like a lot of people said, there's many more fish in the sea who have not ever cheated on you.
True. Carrie, our overarching...
I think we're landing on don't go.
Even though it's like, it's just a cup of coffee.
Two reasons. The cheating initially, and the second time, he didn't want to try to work on a long distance relationship.
Yeah,
he just broke up with you.
Right. He's like, I don't think it's going to work. I'm moving.
He let you go twice.
Yeah. Both of them emotional.
Yes.
Okay. Carrie, good luck. Can we follow up with you?
I need to know what she decides on
Monday.
Because I feel like this
coffee date's happening soon.
Right.
So if we can follow up Monday, that'd be great. All right.
Okay.
That's group therapy.
No pressure.
No pressure. 99.7 DJX. We do feel good stories every hour throughout the morning just to show you know what good happens in the world. Kelly K, what do we got?
So this is a really sweet story. Ever since kindergarten, Jack wanted to be a school bus driver.
Yeah.
He really loved riding the bus. Now he's eight. He's in second grade. They live in Rhode Island. He had to start school for the first time, though, not seeing his grandpa on his bus route.
Mm.
His grandpa was always there every day, waving at the bus or holding up a sweet sign. It was a daily tradition for Jack and the entire bus. They loved seeing Papa Peter.
Okay.
Even sang to him on his 75th birthday.
Okay.
So Zach's bus driver understood their connection. And not only came to Papa Peter's funeral, but then hung up a picture of his papa at the front of the bus. And then she gave Jack the role of special helper to try to keep those bus rides special.
We want them to enjoy the ride and not feeling scared or afraid. I look up in the mirror and I say, what a special bond he has with his grandfather. To see that every day.
It's been a hard time seeing not Papa.
We were all nervous about how he would be the first day. Not having him there, you know?
And I said, okay, when you're ready to come back to school, you can be my special helper.
When you expect the bus to come to pick up your child, you're not expecting a support system.
She was making me be better.
Aww.
Isn't that so sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah, his dad was like, she stepped in and filled a gap. I don't think we ever expected a bus driver to play that role, but she did.
Dang, okay.
Yeah, she's been a bus driver for 46 years.
Okay.
Like, she has understood the assignment for a long time.
Good on her.
Yeah, she's pretty great. See their full story at WDJX.com.
Request, make up the playlist.
That's right.
So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Favorite Brad, congratulations.
He finally got it.
Hey guys, I got a hankering for Old Town Road, Billy Ray Cyrus edition. How about it?
I had actually looked this up. 2018. There you go.
Giddy
Throwback
up.
Thursday.
Wow. This had a moment.
It really did.
It had a moment. But it's in the past.
We'll let it marinate. Hang on a sec.
I got the horse in. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my blood.
Oh, done.
Wow.
Didn't he write a cowboy book?
Maybe. Lil Nas X. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Okay.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Tony the Welder rolls in. So since Taylor releasing her new album decided to find what my favorite Taylor song is.
Wow,
and I found
it. What a journey, Tony.
And Tony said, I'd love nothing more for you to play it for Throwback Thursday. Plus, I'd like Swifty Kim's opinion on it.
No, he said Sweetie Kim.
Oh, well, Sweetie Kim. Swifty, I'm assuming. Swifty Kim, who is another one of our listeners who's a big Taylor fan.
She's our biggest Taylor fan.
Once Style off 1989.
Wow.
Which is actually my favorite album of hers, too. That one rolls in 6 years. So, yeah, released
Look
in 2019.
At the research that Tony did for that.
And
he
thank
went
you.
On a journey.
Yep, Swifty Kim rolls in and says, love it, of course. Wow.
Time.
that is not the Taylor's version.
No, doesn't matter anymore.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
That's right. Actually, I couldn't play the Taylor's version because that was released in 2023.
Oh, wouldn't count.
And that wouldn't count as 6 years old. Got that it. Is. So there you okay. go.
It's... And also, I love it when our listeners reach out to each other through
no,
this show.
Through this show.
Tony was giving a little nod to Swifty Kim.
That's right.
I love it.
He doesn't have her cell phone.
Nope.
He can't text her.
Nope.
I get it.
Send messages to each other this through the show.
This is like old school radio. A long distance dedication from Tony the Welder to Swifty Kim.
This is so great. And listen, we're going to go from Old Town Road to Taylor Swift to Laffy Taffy for Sean.
Yeah, wants to get back to the OO club days.
The block club.
That's right.
Yes.
Wow. D4L Throwback Thursday.
This is setting itself up to be the most random.
I'm telling you, one of my favorite phone bits I would do back in the day when this song was popular is call random convenience stores and ask them to shake their Laffy Taffy, their little jar of Laffy Taffy that was right next to their cash register, right?
And they
would go...
Did they know what you meant?
Well, no, not okay. at all. And I'd be like, hey, I'm just wanting to know, because I'm thinking about buying some Laffy Taffy. Will you... how much Laffy Taffy do you have? They're like, oh, we got a lot. Hey, will you mind shaking your Laffy Taffy just
Stop
so I can
it.
Hear how many, how much
Stop.
You have? And they'd be like, chick, chick,
chick, chick, chick. Old school radio pranks for you, baby.
I know. Oh, so stupid. Jen rolls in. So ready for some TBT. Do you have access to the song Panda from 2015?
What in the world?
What is that? Do you not remember this? This was a full-on heater back in the day. Designer Panda.
Okay.
Wow. Come on.
Jess is all like, this takes me back.
Yeah,
my son's gonna kill me, LOL. I'm getting it.
Throwback Thursday. There it is.
Oh, wow. That was it?
I was waiting for that.
Yeah, Missy was like, that is so old. If we're going to go back that far, how about Dazzy Dukes?
Dazzy Dukes? Man, I don't know if we have that one. Maybe Magic 101.3 has it. I don't know. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 Jags, Reyna. You didn't get me last time, so I'm begging.
Oh, wow.
For some JT today, please. Literally anything. Fill the hole in my heart.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
I don't think it's too much to ask.
Don't cast me off to the side again. I can't handle it. My heart can't take it.
Oh, no. 23 years ago.
This was his first solo hit, wasn't it?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Dr. Aaron has a really good point.
Yeah.
Really good point. Since NSYNC turned 30 yesterday.
Wow.
Is that
30.
True?
30.
Maybe some NSYNC. It would make a perfect follow-up for JT, wouldn't it?
Maybe later in the show. Maybe later in the show. That'd be great.
Sad. Yeah. Seriously? Seriously?
Because Beth rolled in excited.
Shakira?
Listen, she said, can we hear some of our OG Latina performers like Shakira? Throwback Thursday. Shakira. Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that.
Throwback Thursday.
You make a woman go mad.
99.70 JX.
Yeah, you're
feeling the sound of my body. Oh, so good. Carrie from Madison says, hey, need to hear a little Britney dedicated to my work bestie, Katie, who secretly wishes her name was Britney.
Oh, wow.
For obvious reasons.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Is it obvious?
Just start calling her Britney. Why not? Why not?
Just say, hey, Britney, bitch. That's what you could say. This is also for someone else who wanted to specifically hear this song. So okay. There you go.
Well, great.
Hey, I'm glad we're...
Two birds, one stone.
There you go. Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70JX.
Wait, who are we doing?
Jessica rolls in and says, I've been on a Super JoJo kick.
Oh, yes.
Still looking good. Your girl over here jealous.
Yeah,
don't forget me, Ben. Yeah.
She's great. But you're not going to play?
No. She said jealous, and I was like, ooh, that's one we haven't heard in a while.
Is this 6 years old?
It's way older than six.
Is it really?
Yeah.
This was a banger.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not JoJo at all.
No, not at all, but...
It's Nick Jonas.
Jonas.
Oh, my gosh. We forgot how good that was.
Come on. We forgot
the Jonas.
Come on.
Jonas. That was good.
Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Stephanie, I'll second the JoJo. All right, fine. We'll do some JoJo.
Yes.
We'll get to that here. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Hi.
Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Mason from E-Town wants to hear some Bad Buddy.
Oh, hi, Bad Buddy.
He's going to be performing at the Super Bowl.
Bad Buddy. You know, okay, so
we're
Cardi B.
Bad Buddy.
Cardi B with Bad Buddy.
He's a feature.
Yes.
No, I like dollars, I like diamonds, I like stunning, I like.
Tu compras todas las Jolambo, a mí me la regalan. I spend in the club.
And that's all we get. Bad Buddy.
Bad Buddy. Love Bad Buddy.
Hey, listen, Tattoo's Mexican.
Yeah.
Just had a birthday, 47, looking good.
Hey.
Surprise me with another Latin song.
Oh, all right.
Make me proud.
Okay.
J-Lo. J-Lo is what you came up with.
This went hard. Come on. For Tattoo'd Mexican. That's right. Throwback Thursday.
Nobody had in mind. He left it open.
That's right.
And that's what happens.
That's what we get.
And that's what you get.
Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Listen, if Redbubble Rachel is doubting that's what he had in mind.
I love the fact that you like are sticking up for each other. You're sticking up for each other too.
But you also realize the danger in just letting us interpret.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
What we think you want.
Okay, so Dr. Aaron was thinking she needed...
She did suggest... Oh, it's
all right. All right, we'll roll that. Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.70 JX.
That's so good.
Yeah.
It's good
stuff. Katie rolls in and says, hey, you just jump scared me, and can you play Every Time We Touch? Okay. I don't know why we jump scared you, but I'm going to go ahead and say you're welcome.
Wait, was that for the Panda song? Maybe that was...
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It was kind of like that.
Disco Lights! Throwback Thursday! Hard not to speed when you hear that sort of song.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. You can't drive slow to that one.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday.
Kate says my oldest baby's turned 6 on Saturday.
Hey.
Can we get Baby Bieber?
Aw, no, but yay.
Oh, dang it, Kate.
We play a lot of Bieber now on the station.
I get it. I'm so sorry. But hopefully you're going to have a great birthday for your 6-year-old.
And our listener, Tattooed Mexican, who just had a 47th birthday, is getting the support from the Peanut Gallery. Oh. Missy says most likely he didn't want J-Lo, Jenny from the Block.
That
maybe
the
more
Latin
like
that he was
Despacito.
Oh.
Yeah, that would have been good, too.
And that would also
that
check off the Bieber box.
Sure, that would, too.
Not the right Bieber
Not going to do it, but
okay.
Yes, that's
right.
Great. Those are all noted.
Valid.
All valid, all noted. We
and
appreciate every one
on.
Of you. Stephanie says, hey, I'm a teacher on fall break, turning 35 on Sunday.
Wow.
October 5th, the most common birthday in the United States. Got any good throwback songs for that? Why, yes, we do. We do. And we hope it is a very fulfilling day for you.
Fulfilling. And night. It's a great birthday night, hopefully. Oh,
no. Throwback Thursday.
Don't feel like a wiener.
Wait, would this also work for Sean's like gender reveal party this weekend?
It would. All right, Throwback Thursday.
So
99.7 DJX.
Happy birthday.
You're welcome.
Don't feel like a wiener.
Who was it that wanted Umbrella and not to ask questions?
Andrew.
All right.
Okay. We're not going to ask.
I guess we're not going to ask. All right, Throwback Thursday. DJ.
Don't feel like a wiener.
All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX, and just like that, it is finished
for
another week.
Natasha, we didn't even get to your song, or Kirsten wanted Baby Bash.
Yeah.
Couldn't actually do it. Victoria's rolling in saying, no, actually, September 9th is the most common birthday in the States.
All right,
thanks so
listen,
much.
Listen,
not October
listen.
5th, Stephanie.
Yeah, if that isn't even your real name. Grandpa Brad, this has definitely been the plaid pants of TBT. All right, appreciate that. Thank
wow.
you.
And Katie's like, why is Tony Melito collaborating with Rihanna? Well, don't doubt his star power.
Swifty Kim rolls in. I can't believe you didn't follow that.
With Kelly's
Tony Melito. Yeah, with Kelly's.
I love wieners.
Yeah,
that's
well,
great.
You know what? Honestly, we're a highbrow show. So that's why.
That's why we have two wiener buttons.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
We do.
Okay.
We do. Stephanie's like, geez, so hostile on a birthday text.
we gave you
fantastic song.
That's
really.
Right. Give you a shout out.
Gently suggesting that
yeah.
you're going to
have
a great
Angie, sorry we couldn't get
night.
To Green Day's Wake Me When September Ends.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry we couldn't do that.
We didn't do that. And Sean, we hope your gender reveal party is great. They wanted Bump Bump Bump, B2K.
Yeah.
Couldn't
and,
get to that either.
And remember,
I Love Wieners.
Yep.
That's great. That's all right. fantastic.
All right, cool. That is Throwback Thursday.
Sarah, yeah, sorry, pretty boy swag. Didn't get that.
No, didn't get that either.
No. Dang it.
All right, hey,
we love you.
Thank you. That is Throwback Thursday every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 here on the Big 9970. All right, let's get to a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Try not to instantly fall in love with Seiko the rescue dog.
Uh-oh.
He had such a sweet reaction to Jake and Cassie taking him home from the shelter. He crawled from the back seat immediately in Cassie's arms on her lap, hugging her in the passenger
aww.
Seat. And he's been the happiest dog obsessed with us humans ever since.
When we got him in the car, he immediately started hugging and cuddling with Cassie, almost like, thank you so much for taking me home.
We put him in the back of the car, actually.
I know. I love you.
But as soon as I got into the passenger seat, he crawled up into my lap.
Oh, my God.
It was one of the happiest moments of our lives.
He loved us pretty much from the beginning, which was really just amazing.
You just can't stop looking at us, huh?
He really just follows our lead, and he's so respectful and such a good boy.
Oh my gosh.
And there's something about the love of a rescue dog specifically that is so unique, like they just know.
I mean, dogs have their feelings on their sleeve.
Absolutely. He's a black lab, yeah. And he's just the goodest boy ever.
Yeah.
They've got over 10,000 followers on Instagram,
aww.
And he's just the cutest. He's a very, you can tell, just a very emotionally expressive dog.
Right.
You can see their story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Ag, your injury lawyers.
We have a winner!
I like bears, I think they're cool.
Oh, wow.
I think about bears in the house.
He literally followed up.
When I'm eating, when I'm walking with a knife, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing,
making love to my wife.
Yeah.
I am referring to the fact that it is Fat Bear Week. They do this every single year up in Alaska. They have a little competition based on votes
right.
of all the bears that are getting fat, getting ready for hibernation. And a bear named Chunk.
That makes sense.
Chunk won
yes.
this year's Fat Bear Week contest, managed to get himself nice and fat, even though he had a broken jaw.
Oh.
Yep. Here is
oh, goodness.
Here is one of the dudes, the naturalist, Mike, talking about Chunk's big win.
The merely chubby have been winnowed away.
Mm.
We are left with a clash of titans.
Oh.
The two fat bear finalists are quintessential examples of success.
Yes.
And adaptation and survival in the bear world.
Mm-hmm.
Our two finalists in Fapper Week, 856 and Chunk, are specimens of success.
Specimens of
Chunk
success.
Chunk used his determination and adaptability to persevere through injury. Despite his broken jaw, he remains one of the biggest and fattest bears at Brooks River, and he used his determination and adaptability to persevere.
There it is.
Wow.
There it is.
A lot.
What a build up to Chunk's big win.
Yes, but I needed someone named Chunk to win that fat bear contest. You don't want someone like 856.
Hey, exactly. Of all the bears.
Yeah.
What are the top 5 bear characters? Like, when you think of all the bears, like Yogi Bear, Winnie the Pooh, Baloo, Paddington, the Berenstain Bears, the Care Bears,
Smokey
Fozzie
the.
Bear, Smokey the... right. Like, if we're creating a top 5 best bear characters, I've got to put... I'm going to go in reverse order. I'm going to go 1 to 5 because I see a clear champion.
Okay, I do too.
Ooh. What if ours are different?
Could be.
I wonder if yours is in my top 5.
I don't know. Should be, though. Are we going off sheer size or how much they're beloved?
I'm saying...
Because if we're doing fat bear, we're doing sheer size, right?
Well, I'm just saying bear character. So I'm saying marketing, how well they're loved.
Oh, that's a lot.
Does that change your answer?
A little, maybe. I was going off like this character's, it's Fat Bear. That's the contest. It's Fat Bear.
Yeah, I pivoted a little bit.
Oh.
I just want to know. I'm just thinking top 5 bear characters.
Okay, then I'm switching.
Okay.
I was going to say Baloo. Because he feels, I feel
you know
like
what?
He's
I'm,
the biggest.
I'm saying Baloo is probably my top 5.
Okay.
So 5 is probably Baloo. 4 is Smokey the Bear for me.
Oh.
Oof. Top 3.
You're spending a lot of time.
I'm going to say 3 is Paddington Bear.
Oh, so that was my number 1 because he's had several movies.
I know. Dude just likes some marmalade. I appreciate that
he's
about
well-dressed.
Him.
He's well dressed.
Well, top 3 ain't bad, Kelly. I'm just saying top 3 ain't bad. Number 2 for me, I'm thinking it's got to be Fozzie Bear.
Oh. I was going to say for musical talent, but he doesn't play an instrument in the band, does
he?
He
sings.
Oh, okay.
Fozzie Bear's number 2.
Also a snappy dresser.
And he's hysterical.
Okay. So,
number 1 for me.
Genius.
Number 1 for me is got to be Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, I forgot about Winnie the Pooh. Mr. Pooh. He had several movies, too.
He had movies, too.
Yeah.
Beloved.
They haven't Winnie done the- a live. Have they done a live action?
Well, they Winnie
did
the
with,
Pooh?
Yeah, they did with...
Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
They did that whole story.
Yeah. But they were still animated.
Yeah. Winnie the Pooh was still animated.
Yeah.
It was like the... almost like the colored pencils
oh,
drawing.
Oh, you're right. And we are forgetting the fact that they have made a villain out of him, too.
Winnie
the Pooh,
yeah,
Blood and Honey?
Yes, of course. So, but still, my top 5 best bears.
Yeah.
Number 1... Winnie. Number 2,
okay.
It's got to be Fozzie Bear. Number 3, Paddington Bear.
I'm going to switch that.
Number 4 was
Baloo.
Yeah.
And then Smokey.
And then number 5 was Smokey, I think.
Did we lose it? Did we leave out anybody? I've completely forgotten the entire list.
I mean, you know, I threw out like Care Bears. Remember them?
Oh.
The Care Bears or the Berenstain Bears.
Oh.
They were beloved.
Sure.
I mean,
but
you
they
can,
didn't get movies.
I mean, you could say Little John from Robin Hood. You know, the cartoon?
Well, that's
but
obscure,
he was
though.
He was basically Baloo,
yeah.
Wearing green tights.
Care Bears had a series, had great merch and costumes. I was a Care Bear for Halloween.
Which one were you?
It was the pink one. As an adult. I wore it to Waverly.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, but I will agree with Winnie being the top.
Yeah, Winnie's got to be number 1.
Winnie's the top. But then I'm saying Paddington.
Oh, you're putting Paddington
in
2?
I'm putting Paddington.
I put Paddington
at
3.
He's got an accent. He's
yeah,
got,
the accent. The accent kicks
movies,
him up a little bit.
Snappy dresser, hangs out with celebrities. Yeah.
See, I put Fozzie at 2.
No. Fozzie's going to be down for me.
What's your three?
Fozzie's like, my three is probably Baloo, because again, classic.
Baloo, okay.
Classic, he's sweet.
Sure.
I'm going to say then I'm having Fozzie.
Fozzie is number four. Okay. Yeah.
And then who's my five? I mean, I could, of safety, he teaches good habits.
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey the Bear because of what he teaches, what he stands for. Safety first.
He's trying to prevent forest fires all the time.
That is a valiant.
Help me help you.
A valiant effort.
Help me help you.
Right. Don't make Smokey cry. Don't make him cry.
Oh, all
right. We spent an obscene amount of money.
Oh, man. There are some people rolling in on text. What about the Charmin toilet paper bear?
Oh,
he's not in my top five.
Not as beloved. He's a hard worker.
He's an honorable mention. That's for sure.
A hard worker. For
honorable mention. Other people are texting. What about gummy bears? Again,
they're not like cartoon.
That's a candy. That's not a character.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I need them to show up in. Maybe books, shows, movies.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking
about. All right. Top five. We're landing on
Winnie the Pooh. We agree on Winnie the Pooh.
I'm saying number two is Fozzie just because he's hysterical. He's a Muppet. Number three for me is Paddington. Number four is Baloo. And number five is Smokey. So our five is exactly the same.
Pretty
it's just
solid,
shifted
but I'm,
a little
I'm
bit.
I'm moving up Paddington. Because hashtag star power.
Yeah, Paddington does love some marmalade, and I also enjoy marmalade. That's why I put him top three.
I mean, I wasn't even thinking about the marmalade. I'm just thinking about swag, style.
The style, accent. He has the yellow rain slicker.
Hanging with lots of celebrities in movies.
The blue hat and the red boots.
Snappy dresser.
Yeah, snappy dresser. Gotta like that. Yes. But, you know, gotta remember, Fozzie, he wears that little hat, the little, the news hat.
Oh, here we go. A late entry. Yogi Bear. Hey, boo-boo. Was a big egg basket?
Yeah, that's a
solid entry.
Yeah, solid entry. I'm still gonna say that's honorable mention for me. That's not gonna change my top five.
I could say he could sneak in there instead of Smokey. But then that's rude because, again, Smokey's got such the mission.
Yeah.
I think wins out.
That's right.
Yogi's just all about picnics.
Yeah, and stealing from picnic baskets.
That is true. He does
you
have
forget Yogi
a
Bear
bit of
is
a shady,
thief.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a thief, whereas
he's got
Smokey,
a shady quality.
Whereas Smokey is trying, for the love of God, just don't start forest fires.
You're right. I know he's an OG, yes, but when we're looking at credentials.
Listen, this is an official list. We've got to land on something.
Okay. Are we posting this somewhere?
I don't know. Maybe we should.
Okay.
At this point.
Is this Instagram story material?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll put this on the story.
Okay.
Ask the question. I don't know. I don't think you can do five deep on it.
Okay.
But you can list our top five.
Okay. Goodness, that's a lot. Okay.
Listen, I'm sorry to start such controversy.
I mean, again,
so early in the morning.
Secretary, it's a lot.
Oh,
it's this time of the morning.
Listen, I'm pushing buttons over here. I can't possibly multitask like that, Kelly.
Right. Well, I'm going to have to find like a bunch of the. I got
to
put.
You don't have to.
I do have to put.
People will remember what Smokey the Bear in Paddington and Winnie looks good.
I care
okay,
about the
fine,
presentation.
Fine. All right. We'll move on. Thank you for joining our TED Talk.
That was a lot.
Thank you for joining our TED Talk.
That was a lot.
On the best bears ranked.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
It's time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is?
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without street racing, then blaming it on the fact that you just have to poop, then you're doing okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was David.
Probably not going to be a valid reason either way.
Yeah. David's in Florida. The Florida Highway Patrol actually spotted his Camry and a motorcycle stopped side by side at a traffic light about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Also, that's okay.
Well, then the light turns green and then they take off going at speeds well over 100 miles an hour.
Oh, boy.
Motorcycle, 140.
Oh, my gosh.
David, 124.
Oh.
So troopers pulled him over. And he said, oh, sorry, I had to use the bathroom.
Officer, I really got to go.
That was his line. And they were like, yeah, we know that's not right because literally you passed several gas stations in your little.
Right. If that were the case, you could have pulled right into the first one and taken care of the business.
Yep.
The Camry driver did not have a license. That's red flag number one.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Didn't have a license. Red flag number one. Yeah.
Number two, this is all happening at 3 in the morning. Where they're going at 3 in the morning, I do not know.
Yeah, 3 in the morning also.
Yeah, and just because the car can go that fast doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
Ever.
So again, a little setting the bar story. I know we've all been there. We've gotten a little stomach cramps at times. And you're like, ah.
I don't think that was the case here at all.
Nope. That's why it's a setting the bar story. On 99.7 DJX. All right, this is Cat's Eye Group. It's called Gabriella, 99.7 DJX. Yeah, so did we miss anything?
Oh, yes. We do need to mention this little nugget in the world of pop culture, Keith Urban. News broke this week that Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman were tragically ending their 19-year marriage. And we're all like, what in the world now? They're one of the most solid couples out there, right?
Right.
What in the world? Now we kind of know.
What?
Well, he apparently got his own place
earlier
in the summer. Like, they've been quietly living separately for a while. So it's kind of like, hasn't come out of nowhere. Nicole was kind of fighting for it. But then comes the rumors that his guitarist, Maggie, might have something to do with it. And then he goes and changes a lyric, not to just any song, but to the song Fighter about Nicole. No. He said, when they're trying to get you, Maggie, I'll be your guitar player. That is not the original lyric.
Oh.
With the original lyric is, when they're trying to get you, baby, I'll be the fighter.
Oh.
For Nicole, it was a song inspired by their relationship.
Okay.
So, absolute wrong time, wrong song. What are you doing, Keith Urban?
Okay.
Like,
all right.
If you are trying to keep yourself from becoming the villain in this story, you're not doing a great job at that right now.
All right.
Help us help you.
So there's that.
There's that. You can see that at WDJX.com.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.